So how do you wake up? Okay, now moving on, how do you start your day? Do you start your day with intention? Do you hydrate yourself? Do you move your body? Do you pray? Do you meditate? Do you do yoga? How do you start your day? Do you have a good breakfast? And then how do you hydrate? Do you hydrate with good water? Pure water? What do you eat? In what ways do you move? Do you take a fitness class? Or do you have a discipline that you've created yourself that's unique? That no one's ever done because you uniquely created it yourself. All these questions are incredibly important. And then it moves on. Like, do you have a schedule for your day? Did you schedule your day the night before? In the morning when you woke up, did you write down your dreams? Did you journal about your goals for the day, your desires for the day, the things you're grateful for? Do you have a gratitude journal? Do you have simply points where you express gratitude? Just simple gratitude for life, for love, for the great things, that simple things that we have. If you don't, do this. And I will do this with you. Understand that I am creating this to help you and also to help keep me accountable to do these things. Because it's not easy being consistent, but it's worth it. It's not easy being consistent, but it's always worth the level of consistency that we give ourselves each day. Be consistent, not just for you, but for those that you love.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Always Ready Mindset Podcast. Welcome to life. Welcome to Earth. Welcome to the tribe. Welcome to this epic journey that we are all navigating together. The journey to know yourself truly, deeply, and fully. My name is Michael. I'm your host, as always. Be mindful that this life of ours is meant to be taken seriously in the most creative, childlike, and easygoing manner possible, while also embodying the peaceful warrior archetype that you are. Amplify your life. Deeply implement creativity to the highest degree possible. Innovate relentlessly. Collaborate further. And make friends always. Let's tackle this journey so we can live life fully and truly begin to respond with ability in all ways and always. Enjoy the journey.
Wanted to jot down real quick some notes, some ideas, and I truly do think that maybe audio recordings might be the best way for me to articulate some of my ideas. I do really well writing on my own, but I feel like sometimes I just get into a good creative flow when I'm speaking, and I've had it in conversations, and I wish I would have been able to transcribe some conversations I've had because they've been so powerful and profound. So this is the Always Ready Manifesto, or Respond With Ability, a manifesto for transforming your life and living up to your potential. So this is, I'm just going to share some ideas that I have on this because it's important. I believe that we all have incredible potential to become better, to heal, to grow, to learn, to teach, to give. At the level which we give, we also receive. And so this ties into teaching. It ties into abundance mindset. It ties into love and success, being a well-rounded individual in so many different ways. And it's easier said than done. This goes into everything from parenting to relationships, friendships, to our workplace relationships, our client relationships. The level at which we give and give unconditionally with no intention of receiving anything in return, we therefore receive regardless, because it's the law of compensation. And it's things that I'm working through. We're not perfect. None of us are perfect. That's the thing. we need to remember that life is for improving. We need to remember to do what's right and strive to do what's right and teach others to do the same. And that all of us we're all on our own learning journey, and the Always Ready Manifesto or Respond With Ability, I'm still working out the title for the book, and I really think the book title is important. I truly do. I think it's a really important aspect of any book, whether it's a book, article, a story, a song. The title is important because it conveys so much in a few words or a phrase. So with this book, with this manifesto, ultimately I want to share that we need to do better. We need to take responsibility for ourselves, for our thoughts, for our actions, for our feelings, for our emotions, for our interactions with others, for our dreams, for our aspirations, for our goals, for our desire to improve, or for our laziness, for the other side of all of it. Like, I am very optimistic. Not everyone's optimistic. There's a lot of people that are grounded in pessimism. That's not me. I'm an optimistic individual, and I'm very grateful for that, and I know that that ties into leadership potential. If you are an optimist and you can think rationally, you can think objectively, you can think in a logical way, you can think in a rational way, you can convey yourself powerfully, but you can also tune into others' emotions. You can be sensitive. You can be humble. You can have humility in the face of adversity. All of these things and so many more are signs that you are a leader. And this is what I believe. I believe that so many of us are leaders. And those of us that have immense struggles have equal leadership potential. And this is what I'm trying to convey. Your struggle is just a sign of the power of your potential, your greatness. The greater your struggle, the greater the gifts you have to give to others. So don't let them fucking hold you back. Fucking be strong. Don't be a fucking wimp. Don't get all judgmental. Don't be guilt-shamed. Don't be guilt-conscious of yourself. Don't put yourself down. Fuck that, okay? You need to be fucking strong. Maybe for the first time in your fucking life. And the reason I'm swearing, the reason I'm using words that I am, are because I want to trigger within you. Do those words make you mad? Do they make you not feel comfortable because I'm saying them? Do they make you judge me? I am saying them not because I swear a lot. I said those to see if you were triggered. And if you were, you need to get your shit together. You need to get your act together because you are flawed. We're all flawed, but if you're judging people in any way on the words they speak and how they convey and present themselves, you are not a strong person. You do not have a foundation to build anything on if you are judging other people on anything. A judgmental mindset is a weak mindset that will crumble. If you are judging others, you are immensely judging yourself. It's time for you to wake up that you're not perfect. None of us are. But we can be responsible individuals and own up to our issues. We can live better lives together by responding with ability, by choosing to strive to live lives of 100% responsibility, which is way easier said than done. This is something to work towards. It's like the Boy Scout oath, the Boy Scout motto, be prepared. How do you be prepared? Well, you respond with ability. You try to think your way through all of these different scenarios, and you just are always ready. Because being always ready is not something that ties into catastrophic thinking, pessimistic thinking. doing is it's allowing you to live your life with peace of mind, knowing that you've done your due diligence, you have done your part to secure your safety, your survival, whatever it is you're striving for, or your fun, your ability to have a good fucking time. Because when I talk about readiness, when I talk about preparedness, I'm talking about, hey, do you have a bag with a swimsuit in it? So, hey, you want to go swimming? Cool. Yeah, let's go swimming. I also have goggles. Like, I have a mask and a snorkel. Let's go snorkeling. Because I have all this shit in my car. It's organized. It's efficient. It's high quality. It's compact. It's the best of the best. You're always ready. You have rock climbing shoes. And a chalk bag. Cool. You can go bouldering. You can go rock climbing. Whenever you want. This is the importance of readiness, in my opinion. I'm not talking about readiness in a survival, negative thinking mindset. Don't lower your fucking vibration. Raise your vibration. Raise it by living a conscious life. A life of deep intention. A life with so much intention that you are ready to have the best life ever. We're supposed to be happy. Don't live a sad life. Don't be anxious. Don't have anxiety. Don't be depressed. Take a deep breath. You know what? Right now, right this moment, take a deep breath. Breathe in. Take a few. Right now. If you put the book down, if you stop listening, you are denying yourself the opportunity to choose a better way to live. So right now in this moment, choose to take a deep breath. Let it out. Fill your lungs with intention. We breathe all day. We breathe every day. You've never stopped breathing. And you're never going to choose to stop breathing. Because you choose to live. You choose to live a powerful life of love, of light, of exemplary leadership, of striving to improve, of knowing that we're not perfect. We're going to fuck up all the time. And that's okay. But we improve. We choose to grow. Because growth is life. Never degrade yourself. Never put yourself down. Never step back. Even if you do mess up, it's okay. Don't shame yourself. Don't guilt yourself. Step up to your potential. Empower yourself to be better. It's all right. It's okay. So now, take into account a few things. We need to look at how you live your day. When you wake up in the morning, are you waking up full of zest, full of zeal and vitality, full of strength and power, motivated to tackle your goals with an immense level of ambition and dedication? Are you? Do you have a reason for being? Do you have a purpose that you're working towards? Do you have a goal that you know you just need to do it? You need to accomplish that goal so that you can work towards accomplishing greater goals. So when you wake up, are you filled with the energy, with a power, with a life force that is so full of love, service, unconditional love, unconditional service, a desire to really, truly improve the lives of others? Because that's the goal. We need to help each other. If our only goal is to help ourselves, then eventually we'll fail, right? We need to strive to serve others without a desire to get anything in return. Every day we need to do something. Find a way to serve someone. So when we wake up in the morning, how do you feel? Take note of that. This is your time to start a journal. This is your phase in life where if you haven't been keeping a daily journal, even a weekly journal, even a monthly journal, if you have never kept a journal at all, just start one. Even if you don't have the high level of motivation to write every day, week, month, year, choose something small, like one day a week. Just write in your journal. Write your thoughts. Crystallize your thoughts on paper. please do this for you, for your family, for your friends, for others that look up to you, that you don't even know they look up to you, but they do. So how do you wake up? Okay, now moving on, how do you start your day? Do you start your day with intention? Do you hydrate yourself? Do you move your body? Do you pray? Do you meditate? Do you do yoga? How do you start your day? Do you have a good breakfast? And then how do you hydrate? Do you hydrate with good water? Pure water? What do you eat? In what ways do you move? Do you take a fitness class? Or do you have a discipline that you've created yourself that's unique? That no one's ever done because you uniquely created it yourself. All these questions are incredibly important. And then it moves on. Like, do you have a schedule for your day? Did you schedule your day the night before? In the morning when you woke up, did you write down your dreams? Did you journal about your goals for the day, your desires for the day, the things you're grateful for? Do you have a gratitude journal? Do you have simply points where you express gratitude? Just simple gratitude for life, for love, for the great things that, simple things that we have. If you don't, do this. And I will do this with you. Understand that I am creating this to help you and also to help keep me accountable to do these things. Because it's not easy being consistent, but it's worth it. It's not easy being consistent, but it's always worth the level of consistency that we give ourselves each day. Be consistent, not just for you, but for those that you love. So on with your day. How is your work schedule? How is your hobbies? How is your exercise, your recreation time? Do you have people that you live with, your family, your friends? Do you have roommates? Do you connect with them? Do you have good relationships with them? When you do connect with them, do you look into their eyes each day? Because this is powerful. Do you have children? If you do, look into their eyes when you talk to them. Give them your full attention. Pay attention. You're investing in them with your attention. It's your payment of attention to them by gazing into their eyes, by showing them that you are there with them, present in the moment. Do this with your family, your friends, your work colleagues, your clients, everyone you interact with. Look into their eyes. Show them who you are. Do you care? Do you love them unconditionally? Do you want to help them? Do you want to serve? Do you want to be better and you want to help them be better? And you look up to them for the qualities that they share with you. So other aspects of the day, the food you eat, the meals, when do you eat them? Why do you eat at those times? Do you have a schedule for eating? Do you do intermittent fasting? Have you ever fasted before? Have you ever taken a whole day to not eat, to choose, to have discipline, the way you eat, the foods you eat, why you eat them? There's a lot of things we overlook. And it's our responsibility to pay attention and to choose, to decide what things to remove and what things to improve, what things to add to our life. The word decision means to cut away, to cut. When you decide, you're defining something. So decide. What things have you neglected? What things have you not paid attention to? They're just habitual rhythms in your life. It's time to take note of these and just look at them. Think about them. And see if there's other options. So going on through your day, look at the time that you go to bed at night, why you go to bed at that time, and why, if you do stay up late, why do you stay up so late? Do you watch movies? Do you watch TV? Do you have like some nighttime habit? Do you read books? Do you journal? Do you have a dinner with your family, with your loved ones, with your roommates? Do you have dinner with people or do you have dinner alone? Do you have alone time during the day? Or are you consumed by parenting? Do you have kids that are very demanding, or do you have kids that are fine being on their own a lot of the time? These are all things to take note of, and they're all your responsibility to improve in all these areas. So I will continue to make more notes and audio recordings that I can transcribe and put into the manifesto. But it's time to respond with ability and just become better. Choose to serve. Choose to live a better way every day. Always with light, love, and gratitude. I'm Michael, and I'm very grateful for this opportunity to teach and to learn with you. Thank you.